Welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family Podcast. How often do you find yourself riding the emotional roller coaster of finances? I mean, one second everything is fine and dandy, you're going about your day, the only time that you are thinking of money is when you're working on the budget, or maybe when you're out spending money, or even planning that fun family vacation, right? Nothing's too heavy, it's pretty black and white, and things feel simple. The next second, however, your husband is throwing a curveball. He's giving you the idea of a possible job change, or someone you know is getting sick and you find that there's a doctor's bill that has just shown up and you have to stretch your money as tight as you can without breaking both financially and emotionally. You find yourself exhausted, irritable, and short with everyone. Then, you know, piles on the mom guilt and wife guilt, if that's even a thing, making you feel like a terrible person, all because you're worried about the possible outcome of the change and only having one income. Always questioning if you will have enough to take care of your family. And that, my friend, is what today's episode is all about. I am going to be giving you four things that you can do to ease the stress of living on one income. So go grab that stroller, plug in those headphones, and mama, let's go get you some peace. Do you find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to save money and live on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by not sticking to your budget? Are you ready for financial freedom? Then you, mama, are in the right place. Welcome to the One Income Family Podcast, where you will learn what it looks like to budget on one income, how to partner with God in your finances, how to budget in a way that's easy to stick to, and how to cut costs and save money, all so that you can start building wealth. It is my mission to equip you with these tools so that you can live in abundance regardless of the amount in your account. Hey, I'm Molly, a budget coach for stay-at-home moms, and I know what it's like to struggle on one income. I've lived paycheck to paycheck, relied on being frugal, and failed many budgets until I learned how to budget without tracking. This has allowed my family to pay off debt and build wealth all on one income. So, if you are ready for financial freedom, then go grab that stroller, plug in those headphones, and let's get to it. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to invite you to go and grab yourself a budget checkup. You, my friend, you're here listening to this podcast because you're struggling to stick to your budget, and there is absolutely no shame in that. But instead of staying stuck in the continuous cycle of budgeting just to throw it out the window, I want to challenge you to break it, to take your first step towards financial success and get on a budget checkup where I will show you how to set up a budget on one income that will make budgeting simple and sticking to it easy. So go to calendly.com/Molly Bunnell and book your budget checkup today. Also, if you have any questions on what a budget checkup is or how it will specifically work for you, you can grab yourself a free clarity call. Again, that's at calendly.com/Molly Bunnell. That's calendly.com/Molly with a Y, B as in boy, E-N-E-L-L, and see if a budget checkup is exactly what you have been looking for. Alrighty, so where exactly did this episode come from, you might ask, right? Like, why am I wanting to talk about finding peace through all of this? Well, there have been so many times where I'm just stressed out to no other, all because of finances, right? It's definitely an emotional roller coaster, and one second everything's fine and dandy and simple, and then things happen in life that you're stressed out and you're trying to figure out how to make the finances work with everything that's going on. Or maybe it's even just a simple financial thing, like trying to maybe switch jobs if that's something that you or your husband are considering, right? So I don't know, it's just so important to have these tools, these four things that I'm going to talk you through that can help you get through those stressful times easier. Well, I don't even know if that's the right word, but you get what I'm saying. Like, those situations are going to come. No matter how hard we try to stop them, life happens and we can't predict life. We can't always, you know what to expect and how to accommodate for whatever is going to happen in life. And sometimes the curveballs that are thrown at us are so far in left field that you're just like, oh my goodness, how am I going to come back from this, right? How am I going to find a solution to this? And it's super difficult. I know that when my husband and I, when we first started budgeting, we didn't have a lot of money. We essentially had a bare bones budget and we had to figure out how to live off of the basics. And I just realized that I said when we first got married, that was not the case. When we first became a one income family, that was the case. And it was something that we had to learn how to navigate through. We had to learn the emotions that came with it. The fact that life was going to move slower for us than it would be if we had two incomes, right? Because we weren't going to be getting double the amount in. And don't get me going on the possibility of how much, if that's even a true statement, because of daycare, right? And travel expenses and all that kind of stuff. But it was definitely something that we had to get used to because it was a different thought than, oh, we're both bringing in income. We're both sharing the weight of finances. Now it's my husband's the one who has all the weight on his shoulders for actually bringing in the physical money, right? Because again, don't get me started on the things that we do here in the home for the family financially, which I actually will be talking about this later on. But it's just, it's so crazy, like the mental shift that you have to go through and navigating it and not sure how you're going to be able to handle what it is that you have to deal with, right? You don't have extra or what we think of as extra when there are two people living on or two people bringing in income. But when it's one income, mentally, the mind thought or the mindset is so much different. Because again, it just feels like one person, if that one person gets sick and isn't able to go to work, where's that money going to come from? How are we going to stretch it? How are we going to be able to handle the pay cut, that paycheck because of him being sick, right? That's something that we have to figure out how to work through and how to be able to be frugal or be okay with not reaching our financial goals as quickly because, you know, the life situations happen. And it can be so stressful if you don't have something in place to help ease that stress, to help you get through and figure out how to manage the situation and find that solution that's going to help you have peace instead of sit in that stress and just be constantly thinking about it on repeat in your head, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to do this? It gives you a breath of relief knowing that there are things that you can do to make the situation easier, right? Like you don't have to feel broke. You don't have to feel the stress of like a job change. Yes, yes, that is going to bring stress, but it doesn't have to be as stressful. It doesn't have to be as scary, like the possibility of change. Like change is so scary as it is. We don't need to add the financial stress on top of it, right? So that's exactly why I wanted to go over this today. I really wanted to give you the tools that you can use to get through those times, because they are going to happen no matter how much we don't want them to, without being overwhelmed and without impacting our moods and the way we act and the way we treat those around us, right? Because if we are allowing ourselves to get so stressed over our finances that we are treating our husbands really bad, that we are treating our children badly, or even neglecting them because we're so stuck in our brains, then that's not a place we want to be. Because again, that's where like the mom guilt comes in, and I don't know if this is a thing, but wife guilt. Those things can then add to the stress because we're worried about the way we're treating our family, but we're so stressed out that we really can't fix that. And so by having the tools to be able to tackle this mindset and be able to manage our emotions and our stresses and really just take a step back and take a breath and find that peace instead of sitting in the stress and overwhelm, then things are just going to go so much smoother. Okay, so let's jump into what you can do to combat this stressful time. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about, and if you have been on here any point in time when it comes to mental things, you know what I'm going to talk about, right? Going to God, going to Jesus. He is peace. He is hope. He is joy. He is love. He is the fruit of, like, those are the fruits of the Spirit. And when you rely on Him and lean on Him, that is what you're going to get. You're going to feel more at peace giving Him your emotions. Like, when you are stressed, when you don't know how to manage something, take it to God. I don't know how many times I have been stressed and not certain on how to do something. And I'm just like, God, I need help. Give me a way to not be angry anymore. And somebody will call me, like, literally seconds later, and I'll just talk to that person and it will help me, right? God gives us what we need in those times and He is always there for us, right? So always go to Him first. And something that I want to talk about, or not really talk about, but I want to remind you about, is kind of like, you know, having that faith and knowing that He is there. So this, what this reminds me of, this is what I'm trying to get at, but what this situation reminds me of is in the Bible when it talks about Jesus and calming the storm. So I'm not going to read it to you. I'm just going to kind of give you a synopsis so you can go read it. It's in Matthew, it's in Mark, you know, there's multiple locations that they talk about this, but the one that I'm specifically talking about is in Mark. And it talks about how, you know, Jesus, they needed a break. So He decided to get on a boat and go across the lake, right? Or the sea, whatever it was. Or maybe it was both. I don't remember exactly. But anyways, they get on a boat and a storm happens. And the storm's so rough that they're scared that they're going to drown. But Jesus is there on the boat sleeping, right? There are many things that if they would have sat down and thought about it, which again takes mental thought, that they would know that they're okay because one, Jesus is sleeping. If something bad were to happen, He would not be sleeping, right? He'd be up doing something to, like, stop the storm if He needed to. So that's the first sign that they should have just been able to be calm. However, the body is not, like, that simple. And so then the next thing that they should have thought about is that Jesus is there for a purpose and that they are there with Him to serve that purpose with Him. And just like in Peter, when he in further on in the stories, but when he gets on a boat and there's storms, he knows that he's going to live because Jesus and or God is trying to get him to Rome, right? So even though there's a storm, he knows that he's going to live through it. The disciples should have been thinking about that too, because they had a purpose. They had a reason to still be alive and they were not going to die in that storm. But when you are so stressed and you are so overwhelmed and in fear that you kind of just let that fear consume you, you don't think about stuff like that. And so that is why they went to Him and they asked for Him to help him. They were more like, how can you be sleeping in a time like this? This is scary. How are you not freaking out? Like, we could die right now. What are you doing? Why aren't you helping us, kind of thing? And He goes, okay, I don't know why you're so freaking out right now. This should be something that you're calm. Like, why don't you have faith? You should know that I'm here and that you are safe, right? And so He's like, why are you afraid? And why do you have little faith, essentially? But again, like I said, when you are in the midst of it, you stress and you get so fearful that mentally you don't really think, right? And so I want, essentially what I'm telling you with this story is I want you to sit down and I want you to think. I want you to look around at what's going on. And if you take yourself out of the situation, can you find a different solution? Can you see God working through what you're doing? Can you see maybe another route that you can take or just settle down and not be so worked up because you take yourself out of the situation, right? And so that is why it is so important to go to Jesus. He's going to be there for you, and he is going to help you get out of that fear, out of that emotion, and be able to see clearly through what is actually going on and help you to find another solution through it. So tip number one, go to God, pray to Jesus. Know that he is peace and that he is hope and that he is joy and love, and that alone will take off a lot of stress, right? Okay, so then the second thing you can do is take action. So just like Jesus, when he found out that they were freaking out and fearful and scared, he took action. Like, he rebuked the winds and the waves and told them to be quiet and be still, and they were still, right? So what action can you take? What can you do to help out financially? Can you take the stress off yourself by maybe starting a garden? You know, that'll help out with the budget, the grocery budget, right? Can you start baking bread instead of buying bread? Can you do a bulk pantry instead of, you know, going and buying your groceries you need every week? Can you do cloth diapers instead of disposable diapers? Can you DIY your projects instead of buying everything brand new? You could maybe start a side hustle. You could clean houses, babysit, coach a sport. I know that's something that I enjoy doing. I don't necessarily do it for the money, but I enjoy coaching volleyball. So I do a club sport. I coach a club sport. That's what I'm trying to say. So like, what can you do financially to help? And all of those things, I do want to touch on, though, that you are already helping out financially. Maybe you're not bringing in money, right? But some of those things that I said, they aren't bringing in money, but they are putting money back into your budget, right? So if you think of it that way, and you're still like actually doing the physical labor and work, like starting a garden or baking bread, or if you cloth diaper, there's more steps in it, right? And then like, shoot, I lost where I was gonna go with that. Oh my goodness. So yes, just what are the things that you can, yes, that's what I was going to talk about, the thing that I usually get worked up about. You are helping out financially. You are babysitting your children. People get paid to babysit kids, right? People get paid to clean houses. You are cleaning your house. You are taking care of your children. You are helping putting that money back into your budget. And so that alone is financially helpful. Like, if you think about it, if you have two incomes coming in through the babysitting and the cost to get to and from your job and to and from the babysitters, you are probably breaking even, like maybe making, I don't know, $400 to maybe $500 extra, which I know that can go a long way, but the amount of effort and the amount of wear and tear and stuff, it's, you've obviously decided, because you are living on one income, that it's more cost effective to be home with your family. And, you know, you get to be the one to teach your children. You get to be the one to speak life into your children and instead of somebody else doing it, right? So there are so many pros and cons. I mean, pros, mostly pros. To living on one income. Yes, there are cons because it can be a struggle. It can be overwhelming, hence this episode, right? But we are willing to figure out how to get through the cons of living on one income because the pros are more important to us, right? And so figuring out how you are helping out financially and really like speaking that to yourself and speaking that truth to your husband is going to really help you both out and mentally and emotionally be able to navigate the finances a little bit easier because you know that you are both contributing to the financial situation. Okay, so then the third thing that I want to talk about is get serious about your budget. I know that this can be hard and that you think that you're not able to stick to it. Well, how serious are you about it? I know at the beginning of my financial journey, like when my husband and I first got married, I set up this elaborate budget that was awesome. Yeah, we were both bringing in two incomes, right? But I wasn't truly serious about the budget. I sat down and I would fill it out every single month and I would try to track it later on, but it's not like I used it throughout the week to be able to track our finances. I kind of just went off of a hunch, right? And so if I'm not serious about my budget and if I don't have a budget set up that is simple to me, then I'm not actually going to try to follow it. I have created a budget now that allows me to be able to, if I slack off, I don't have to worry about getting off budget because I have eliminated, well, mostly eliminated the tracking part of the budget. So I don't have to stress out about whether or not I'm going to go so far over budget. Like if I go over budget, I know I'm going over budget because I have to transfer money in order for that to happen. So there are boundaries set up now that keep me from going over budget and I don't have to stress about that. And so if you are just setting up your budget and then just doing whatever throughout, not thinking about, well, am I going over budget? How can I stop? How can I make things easier for myself? Then you're just going to continuously stay in the cycle of going over budget. And then, I mean, essentially you're saying that you don't care. You're saying if you continue to just make the budget and then go over budget every single time, you're saying that it's really not that important to you to stay on task, right? Now, I don't want to get so into the weeds of this and be like, oh, you have to stay on budget 100% of the time because life happens and you're not going to stay on budget. Things are going to happen that you're not going to stay on budget with. But if it's you going over budget because of something you want instead of something that life throws at you, there's a total different story there. And that is what I want to challenge you to try to change. I want you to get serious about your budget. And if it's a spending problem that you have, figure out a boundary that you can put in place to keep that from happening. Figure out something that you can replace that habit with. Maybe it's not like replacing it with spending money. Maybe you're replacing it with something that you do instead, because maybe you're one of those people that goes and spends money because it's like an emotional outlet. Well, what else can you do that you enjoy doing that you can use it as an emotional outlet, right? So definitely sit down and get serious about your budget so that it can work for you instead of you working for it. Okay. And then the fifth thing that I'm going to talk about, which is an extra thing, but it kind of all goes together, is sit down and talk to your husband. Sit down together, get on the same page financially, and lay out your feelings. Tell him that I don't want you to try to fix this. I just want you to hear how the finances are making me feel. And then let him do the same thing, because that is how you're going to connect. That is how you're going to grow together financially. I'm struggling, guys. Okay. That is how you are going to get on the same page, both with your finances and with, you know, just your relationship in general. And if you strengthen your financial relationship, your relationship in general is going to become so much stronger because finances are hard to talk about. They're hard to really get into the nitty-gritty because there are so many emotions inside of it because we are so selfish. We want to do with the money that we want to do. Like, we want to make up the choices ourselves. We don't want to have to go to the other person. We don't want to have to wait. We want to be able to do it when we want to do it, right? And that's human nature. That's the way it is. But when you bring in your partner with your anything that you do, it's then two different wants, and you have to negotiate and you have to compromise and figure out how to make both people happy, right? And so once you sit down and you say, well, this is making me feel this way, and this is making me feel this way because of this, you really get into the nitty-gritty and you allow yourselves both to maybe not hurt the other person, because then you now know how what your actions are doing are making them feel, and the same vice versa. What they are doing, they can stop if they're making you feel bad, right? And so it's so important to definitely sit down and not try to fix anything, but just connect emotionally. I have been learning through another podcast how important it is to connect emotionally, because emotions essentially just connect us and build deeper relationship and allow us to feel seen and heard and like understood, and not that somebody's trying to fix. Like, you literally just talk, get how you feel out, and then if you're ready to fix it, then you fix it. Maybe you just need a vent, right? And so that is why it's so important, especially in your finances, to connect and share your feelings. It's hard, it's vulnerable, and we are so much better at keeping it inside, right? And trying not to hurt the other person's feelings. However, that is when the fights happen, is when we hold it in and then something happens again and again and again and again, and we just explode at the end because we haven't been letting the pressure out slowly as things come and happen. We just pop because the pressure has expanded us to our limit, right? So definitely sit down and talk to your husband. Okay, so to wrap it up, I want you to ask yourself, what cushion do you need that will make you feel at peace on one income? Is faith alone enough for you? Are you able to lean on Jesus? I want you, first and foremost, to strengthen that relationship with God. If that is the first thing you do, go to Him, talk to Him, reach out, like, let your emotions fly. Maybe get comfortable with your emotions first by going to God, right? but definitely strengthen that faith muscle, because that is going to help you through everything in life. And then, do you feel like that you need to help out financially? If so, why? Why do you feel like you need to help out financially? Is it your husband putting pressure on you? If so, talk to him. Let him know how you feel. Are you putting pressure on yourself because you feel guilty that you aren't helping out financially? Go back to what I just talked about. Like, you are helping out financially 100%. Do you just want to help out because you want to feel like you are helping out in more ways than just that? Then fine, pick something that, again, I talked about earlier. Pick starting a garden, or maybe start a side hustle. Like, what kind of thing do you want? Or maybe you just want to do a job here and there because something happened. So find a way that you can, like, maybe clean houses or babysit, or, you know, like I said, coach something. Like, figure out something around you that you can just have here or there when you need a little bit of extra funds, right? What can you do to help out financially if that's what you want, right? So, and then, is your budget, is it helping you or is it harming you? Again, if you don't know, then hop on a call with me and I can definitely audit your budget and tell you if it's harming you or helping you, right? So you don't have to do that alone. And then, are you living frugally? Ooh, I think I forgot that one in the message earlier. Okay, so are you living frugally? Are you trying to find the best possible financial solution to what it is that you're doing? I do not mean, are you going out trying to find the cheapest thing? There are times that we do need to focus on cheap, like when something happens and we're trying to stretch our budget thin, right? But that is not going to help you out in the long run if that cheap thing continuously breaks or falls apart longer or faster than the other one, right? We want to find the lowest price for the best quality thing that's going to last. And sometimes you do have to pick and choose depending on what's going on financially. But I don't want you to focus so much on the cheap that you are harming yourself in the long run because you are trying to find the cheapest option. And again, are you living frugally just because something is on sale? Does not mean that you are getting a sale because you need to decide whether you need that item or not. Just because there is a garage sale going on, if you don't need something that could possibly be at a garage sale, don't go to the garage sale. Don't go to the sale if they're not selling something that you absolutely need. Okay, so I hope that this episode has really helped you see the light in the chaos, right? Because life is so unpredictable. Life is a struggle. Life is, you know, it's life. And we can never guess or predict what is going to happen next. And we are living an emotional roller coaster during that time. And whether the finances ebb and flow, you never know what's going to happen. So I hope and pray that these, I said four things, but I think I gave you five, even though in the actual beginning part, I forgot to talk about living frugally. But anyways, I just really hope that you take these and that you run with them. Like, you figure out the thing that you need to work on the most. Do not try to do them all at the same time. Pick the one that you need to work on the most and stick to it. Like, jump on it, take action, and try to really figure out what it is that is going to help you financially and get you out of that stress and into peace. And I want to say that the budget can sometimes be the most difficult part of all of this because we think that it's such a simple thing that we should be able to understand, and we sometimes get embarrassed that we can't figure it out on our own, right? But I want to challenge you to break free of the rut that you're stuck in. The constant budgeting just to throw it out the window. You do not have to stay there, and there is light at the other end of the tunnel. So take your first step towards financial success and financial peace and grab yourself a budget checkup. Learn how to set up your budget on one income, one that is simple and easy to stick to. You can do this, and you don't have to do it alone. So don't wait a second longer. Go to calendly.com/MollyBunnell and book your call today. But if you have any questions on what a budget checkup is or how it will work for you, then go grab a free clarity call. That's again at calendly.com/MollyBunnell, which is calendly.com/MollyBunnell, and see what a budget checkup will do for you. And with that being said, I pray that this episode has blessed you and that you are able to take it and run with it and really get yourself out of the stress and into financial peace. I will see you all next week on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast. Before you go, I hope this episode has ignited a fire inside of you, and I pray that it creates long-lasting impact. Did you know that you too can impact other one-income families? All you have to do is leave a written review and you help get the podcast in the hands of other mamas in need. You can also text this episode to that friend who is also knee-deep in the same kind of chaos as you and inspire them to make a change. Also, your review lets me know that you're enjoying the show, and that lights me up. I get so excited to hear from you. Another great way that we can connect, though, is through the One Income Family community over on Facebook. So after you're done leaving that 5-star review, head on over to the community where you will find other mamas working their way out of the chaos. You can ask your questions and connect with others who truly understand what you are going through. I cannot wait to connect with you in the community. Until then, I will see you right here next week on another episode of the One Income Family Podcast.